Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back. This very aspect of the misunderstanding of truth is age old. You know, look into the word in the book of Genesis. The misunderstanding by Satan himself. Check it out. In the deception, because this misunderstanding of truth is based on deception. The devil says, for Yahuwah knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like Yahuwah, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and remember, that tree was not good for food, but because of the misinterpretation, she started to see from the perspective of the devil. When she saw the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Oh, attractive. Look at the advertisements of alcohol today. And it says, and a tree desirable to make one wise. All of a sudden now, it looks like they are abandoning the truth of the Father for the interpretation of the devil. To make one wise. She took of it and ate, and she also gave to her husband. With her, and he ate.
Yeah.
What a misunderstanding of truth there that leads to death. Maruti?
Thank you very much for the question. You know, it's quite interesting to see how one can misunderstand, as Maruti Muraka said, and then from there you decide to start your own club, and you just, okay, hey, this is the way I see things. And as Paul will say at one point, he says that we know in part and we prophesy in part and we are growing every single day. But the most important thing is for every believer, we need to be open. We need to be open to the truth, if I might put it, be open to the truth, to not have our own preconceived mind and our own way of the way we want things to be done. But we know we have to go to the Father as open as we can so that the Father may speak to us. That's very important. And then the truth of the matter is, I want to use a scripture that will also maybe help us as well as we grow, or we go along. You see, there's a conversation between Jesus Christ and a certain woman called the Samaritan woman. Something happened. I mean, Jesus Christ got here to send the disciple to go and buy food. And then she came to the to the well to come and draw water as usual at a certain time at 12, you know. And already, if I mention 12, somebody will say 12 is somebody might say 12 is a special number whereby you need to pray at 12 because she went to meet the Messiah 12. I mean, she met the Messiah 12. That means a special now is a special time. No, there's no such a thing like a special time. I want to already say that because you know, we come up with a lot of things. Some will tell you not. 12 midnight is a special moment to pray. Some will say 12 at noon. Some will say, at 3 in the afternoon. Some will say, people come up with all this. These are just misinterpretation and also coming up with numbers based on some circumstances and make it become a teaching. Mm-hmm. And that teaching is not true. It's an heresy because it does not speak about what the Christ has to speak to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened here in verse 22 of John 4, Jesus Christ says something to a Samaritan woman. After that, the conversation, you don't have the something to carry, to pick water, to take water with, and so on. She was in front, as Maruti Muraka said, she was in front of the truth. The truth is not a thing. The truth is a person, is a being. She was in front of a truth, but she could not realize that. Even when he said, "I'll give you the living water," she said, "How can you give me living water? Who are you?" Mm-hmm. But then when he starts speaking to her, telling her, about call your husband. He said, "No, I don't have." I say, "Yes, you are right, because you had five, and even the one that you have is not yours." Oh, then say, okay, this man is saying now the truth. I need to go and tell the people that this man is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, what made me really reason about is when he got to verse 22, he says, "You Samaritans, you do not know what you are worshipping.
No.
You worship what you do not know, what you do not comprehend. We know what we are worshipping, and we worship what we have knowledge and what we understand. Because anyway," it continues saying, "after all, salvation comes and from among us, the Jews."
Mm.
But now, I love what he says here, but and then when we're going to go to verse 23, that's the crux of the matter, because that changes my mind. I said, okay, good. If, you know, if you have said, okay, fine, you Samaritans, you don't know what you are, whatever you worship, you don't know what you are worshiping, and as we know. And then I thought that you would say, because here it was kind of, removing the notion of worshiping in Jerusalem and the notion of worshiping to the mountain. I thought that Jesus Christ would tell the woman, because we are the ones who, have brought salvation, meaning that you need to come and worship in Jerusalem. But no, he did not say that. He said, no, the time has come whereby it won't be at the mountain, it won't be in Jerusalem, although salvation is coming from us. But it won't be a matter of you coming to Jerusalem to come and worship. Mm-hmm. It won't be a matter of you going to the mountain to go and worship. Not only that, he removed the notion of location, first of all. And secondly, he removed the notion of time. Mm-hmm. He said, because if you have to go to the mountain, it has to be at a certain time.
Yeah.
If you have to go to Jerusalem, it must be at a certain time. You cannot go and sleep in Jerusalem. You must go at a certain time to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. You must go to the mountain at a certain time, meaning that it won't be a matter anymore of time. Mm. Or a place. Mm. It will be a matter of you becoming. He said, now you are becoming. If the Father is looking, the time is coming. The time is already here where the Father is seeking for genuine worshiper, not just worship, but looking for genuine worshipers. It means you as a person, you are becoming a worshiping, if I might put the word, but for lack of a better word, a worshiping machine. That means you, from you, the worship has to be going up. From you, the worship has to be going to the Father. From you, the worship has to be going to the Father at any given time. You don't need to go. You don't need to worship the Father only in Jerusalem or at the mountain. But you can worship the Father wherever you are. Now, this is another truth that he brought. But today, I don't know where we are getting all these things. Today, people are still saying, no, you need to have, you need to pray at 12. You need to pray at 3. Mm. At 3, there's power. I said, but where do you get this thing of attributes power? You know what? Jesus Christ used to pray at night. Okay. Did he tell you what time at night was he praying? He never said that. Even when he was teaching the disciples how to pray, when to pray, he never told them, if you want to pray, you must go to the mountain to go and pray. You must pray at midnight. He never said that. Mm. And I had a conversation with a certain lady because Jesus Christ told Peter, said, you could not watch with me for 1 hour. And the lady was telling me that the 1 hour is the minimum in terms of prayer. I said, my goodness, where are you getting all these things? Who said that you must pray for 1 hour? That's the minimum. I said, no, the Father himself is saying to the disciple, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. Don't faint in prayer. That means continue to pray. Because your Father wants to communicate with you. He wants to have a communion with you. Mm-hmm. He is not expecting you to commune with him at 12, at 3, at 6, or at whatever time. He wants to commune with you at any given time. It means the notion of time has to be taken away. This is one truth that even some pastors today, they never come to understand. For them, if you don't come to their prayer, you don't come to church, you don't come and pray in church, that means you don't pray. Mm. For them, if you come to church, if you don't scream, that means you don't pray. They can even tell you, no, you are whispering. Scream, scream. I don't hear you. But who do you want? Are you the one who's getting my prayers? Or is it God? Why am I going to scream? I'm speaking to my Father. But then, no, scream. Why are you whispering? Why don't you speak? No, I'm not talking to you. I'm speaking to my Father. Mm. The Bible tells me, before even I open my mouth, he knows what I'm going to tell him. That means I can speak with him in secrecy. I can have that moment whereby I don't say a word. We have an experience. We have a picture in the Bible of the tax collector and the Pharisee. We see the tax collector beating his chest, no word coming out of his mouth, but beating his chest, crying. But this other one said, "Me God, I give tithes. Me God, I do this." And the Bible, Jesus said, the two of them, the one who was answered was the tax collector. Because he was genuine in what he was doing. But this other one was just screaming, speaking, so that everyone may know that he can pray. Mm. But this is the truth, that one truth that people, even today, we're still having a problem with some pastors who will come literally. You know, I visit a lot, the social media, just to listen to this type of preaching that comes in. Mm. Some will tell you, midnight prayer is so powerful. especially if you, I mean, if they tell you, you know, we need to come because there's spiritual warfare that goes on at the midnight. Then I say, okay, good. I say, okay, let's put a pause there. Let's put a pause there. I say, okay. Now, if the devil only works at night, but when do we see the evil thing? It's during the day. At night we sleep. We don't see anything. It's during the day that we see people dressed in the wrong way. We see people that are smoking. People are doing this. It's only during the day when the light is there. That's when we see all these things. At night we sleep. We don't see these things. At night our minds are almost dead, sleeping. But how can you come up with telling me that the devil works at night more than during the day? I said, but you're crazy because it's at during the day that we are tempted to do evil. It's during the day, not at night. I mean, the devil is working while you are awake with your mind. And the good news is, the Bible says that our Father does not sleep, neither slumber. It means, when me, I'm sleeping at night. Because sleep, I don't know this concept. I don't know why. I don't know. God must help us. The night time was made for us to sleep, not for us to stay awake. We need to sleep. Because when you sleep, even doctors will tell you, doctors will tell you when you sleep, your body will do what? It's generating. The body is becoming, it's refreshing. But no, you don't sleep at night. You want to tell people, I mean, you're gonna die before your time because you don't sleep. But the good news is, while as we are asleep, our Father does not sleep, neither slumber. He's taking care of us. The Bible even goes further in the book of Psalm 21, as MS 121 says what? 127, actually, not 127. It says that the Father gives us when, he even gives us when you are asleep. It means when we are asleep, this is the time where the Father even come and drop other revelation that he could not give to us during the day. Because during the day, we are so busy going up and down. Whenever he speaks something, we cannot even hear it because, I mean, you have rent to pay. You have, I mean, the wife is asking for ice cream. The children are asking for that. Too many things in your mind. And then you don't know what to do. Then you are just, then the Father, okay, when you are in the cool of the day, when everything is quiet, I'll come and drop some ideas in you. So when you wake up in the morning, you will know what to do. But now, you come and tell me, hey, you know what, at night, don't sleep. You must stay awake. But you think that God is impressed with my prayer. God is not impressed with my prayer. God is impressed with my communion with him. If I'm communicating, if I'm connected to him, I'm having a fellowship with him, whether I scream or not scream, whether I jump, I go to the mountain, I don't go to the mountain, the moment I have that communion with him, when my time to sleep comes, God will continue to communicate with me in my sleep. But the problem here today, we don't want to take that. We are facing with a problem with too many preachers who think that they've got the revelation. They're coming up with numbers. Number six, the number of men. Number seven, the fullness. We accept. We don't refuse. the resurrection number. Which number again? Number 12, the 12 tribe of, Judah, the 12 tribe of Israel. And number 12 is what again? The 12 gates. Number 12 is what again? The 12 disciples. No, we all listen, but Christ never said to us when he was living, he never said, even when he was teaching, he never taught them about the number 12, the number 7, the number 6. And he told them, the Holy Spirit shall come and shall remind you whatever I taught you. Now, I never saw where Christ says, you need to go observe, or you need to spend time at 12 o'clock with me. He never said that. But where are we getting all these things? Revelation. Revelation problem.
I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Thunembe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8 and Wednesday Live, the name of the show. And we are talking about truth being misinterpreted. Truth being misinterpreted. What are some of your experiences? Tell us. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Thank you also to Mfundisi Nwamba. I see your WhatsApp. Rato. I see your WhatsApp. Rato. You know, there's something I felt in my spirit, you know, that the Father really was or had done in your life. And it is about His grace. It just goes like this. Just a little bit. Listen to this, Rato.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Rato, I hope you understand this quite well. The grace of the Father is so sufficient for us. And sometimes I think, you know, we think a bit little about this. It's just like we say, the misunderstanding of truth, you know, it is not something that we deserve. It is so much unmerited. Well, people say it's because I was praying. What a misunderstanding there. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And of course, in the background there, the music of Darwin Hobbs.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Just don't know how many times the Father has saved me from myself.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mfundisi Wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalela bonke ba radio pulpit umsakade wethu indzaba leti tfokotisako. Pastor yevakala indzaba yeqiniso. Iqiniso mfundisi lidukiswa abantu. Laba bangazange bangena ngesango mfundisi. Laba baye bafohla.
Hey madodana.
Uyabona mfundisi. Iqiniso mangalitholanga mfundisi. Manje bafuna ukupha abantu iqiniso mfundisi. Noma bafuna ukuphakela abantu bona bangadlanga mfundisi. Yabona ilahleke ngoba uJesu uthi mina ngiyisango. Umuntu mangena ngami uyongena fuma namadlelo. Manje ke uma bona bangadlanga bona bayaloka bahamba bayinyangene ngale nkathi lezi. Baya kuba profita ngale nkathi lezi mfundisi. Bakutholisha mina shofambi. Ngoba izinto omfundisi angeke zihambe kahle umuntu mangadlanga mfundisi. Angeke abe namandla umfundisi mangadlanga mfundisi. Kufuna phakelo adle mfundisi. Bophasa mraka bamphakele. Manje noma ngaba namanzi abe neoyila awisa abantu engadlanga akawiswa uwawiswa lamanzi mfundisi lezi ntathwele ngazo ukuloya lezi mfundisi lezi manje ke sinabantu laba mfundisi abangadlanga abantu baphakela abantu iduka lapho indaba mfundisi lapho ilahleka lapho ngoba sinabe mfundisi abaningi lama ngazanga bangena ngesango banama diploma bane certificate bane zambatho baphetha amabandla ekumabandleni bane ikhundla eziphezulu mfundisi kodwa bazanga bangena ngesango mfundisi ilolo hle kakhona indzaba mfundisi wami Uyabona uma ungadlanga mfundisi angeke umuntu abe namandla mfundisi kufuna uphakele lelizwi uyabona kudala sakhula mfundisi sasebancana laba baba bakudala laba baba bahamba egangeni bofuna imfene mfundisi bayibulale khona le ifike lapha mfundisi bayiwose awungeke uyazi ukuthi yini mfundisi kudliwe mfundisi bayenzelana ukuthi le ngane lezi mfundisi zingangenangenwa umkhuhlane ngoba lesasilwana mfundisi leziya asingenangenwa umkhuhlane kalo uma usibona sinomkhuhlane sifakwe abantu mubalinga izinto zamithi yabo ngazo manje lesasilwana lesasicine kakhulu uma udle sona mfundisi ugula manje busuku ekuseni yemsebenzini mfundisi kalimo bubaso
Yeah, no, I see Abuya. This is why I go see
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mfundisi Nwamba, thank you so much. Mfundisi Amina, I can't see Le Rato. Good evening.
Radio Pupi Chigelele.
Chigelele.
Radio Pupi Chigelele. Pastor Ray, I'd like to greet you in Jesus' joy. The amazing, wonderful listeners as well. Not forgetting the contributors of the program, Simameli, and we do appreciate the education and the feedback that is being discussed. Tonight's topic, very important, misleading the truth or misinterpretation of the truth.
Yeah.
Me being a young person, I enjoy the downtime of watching movies, you know, especially content of Christianity or documentaries that talk about the Bible and the events that happened during that time. So it's very important to watch those things, but have a spirit of discernment. Know what you're watching. Always reflect back to scripture, because that's where a lot of misinterpretation of the truth happens. So for me to open my Bible on James chapter 1 verses 16, it simply says, "So do not be misled, my brothers and sisters." Meaning, everything that is currently happening in the world, do not be misled, because the truth is in the Holy Book. Thank you so much. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much, Rato. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Now, I just want to support some of the things that Pastor Sam was saying, especially about these aspects of prayer, man. Matthew 6, 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. You know, the stylistics. I don't know if you remember, there was a group called the Stylistics. So it looks like at times, you know, the misinterpretation of truth, the misunderstanding of truth, you know, comes because there is a notion that we have put in, or some ritualistic notions that we have put in, and saying this is how things happen and this is how it's done. So I'm just supporting what you said there. All right. Now, here's another one, the misinterpretation of truth. The verse that says, "Brethren, I pray that your soul should prosper just as your body prospers." And many people were using this in their messages of prosperities by then. Yet Luke chapter 12 verses 19 really points a fault in the kind of misunderstandings that comes because of this. It says, "And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for you, many years. Take your ease, eat and drink, and be merry." Hey,
You don't know. You might die today, you know. How we basically have allowed ourselves to interpret scripture in a manner of riches, that when one has riches, it means they are doing the will of the Father. When one has riches, it means that they are in the will of the Father. When one doesn't have those riches, when one is dressed in a ragged cloth, or when one sleeps without food, this person is in a curse. This is the rhetoric of such a deepest misunderstanding, Muruti Mraka.
Yeah, indeed. My brother, I think that the fact that, because, let me first start here and say, those misunderstandings are not with people that are unregenerate. In other words, those who are not born again. The misunderstandings are amongst the born agains. And I believe the reason is we miss one of the pillars of the current truth, that we exist in the fresh covenant in our spirit. And we are supposed to work with God at the bringing in of our souls. While our bodies are in the aged kind of things, systems and so forth. And the reason that we have been left that way is we should win others into where we have come in. Now, because we miss that point, we tend to want to live where our bodies are and live as though we are actually called to that position. And it causes a conflation. Then we take scripture and start to adapt it to suit our part, which is still in the world, and live as though we belong. We don't belong. Let me give you an example of the truth one has come to receive from the Father, that I am born, I'm begotten above, I'm a child of God, and I am no more a Motswana. However, I am left here in my body, my inner man, who is growing fresher and even growing more and more into the image of the one who has created him, belongs to the fresh covenant, the things of God, the things of the truth. My body is still this side. It will come. It has to come. But while it is still here, I have to understand I've got a mandate to let those who are still part of the world fully, who have not yet been begotten, who are not yet in Christ, I have to win them over to Christ. That's the sole reason we are here. If he puts me to work at Woolworths, the sole reason is not to go and make money at Woolworths. It's actually to represent Christ there, so that those who are lost, whether it be staff, whether it be people who are coming in, they will see Christ in me. They will hunger, they will thirst, and want to be slaked like that woman that Pastor Kabamba was talking about, the Samaritan woman. She came there to fetch water. She didn't actually know that she has a thirst for the true living water of truth. But when she had met the truth, she actually left the bucket there and went back to the village to say to the people in the village, please come and hear and see the man who has told me everything I have done. Could he be the Christ? Now, we are so unimpactful that we have even forgotten that we are supposed to be impacting people that way. Now, the issue is because we don't see the truth. We are seeing this lie that we are of the world. We are not of the world. If we are children of God, we are not of the world, but we have been placed in the world, and we should live as those of the truth. And here is another thing. When I feed on Christ, I am progressively shining, radiating the light of Christ to those who are in the darkness. And if it is truly happening, they will give credit to the Father. They have to, because this thing is powerful. The truth in us is powerful. Let me say it this way. John chapter 1, verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh, and he tabernacled amongst us, full of grace and truth." And then verse 17 says, Moshe, the Torah, the law was given through Moshe. But grace and truth became, occurred through Jesus Christ. So it is telling us something. Chapter 3, verse 21 says this. "But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be manifest that they have been worked in God." And the thing is this, if there's no need for us to misunderstand the truth, because the Word is actually making it so plain to us that the truth is Christ. And if we abide in his Word, we shall know this truth. And as we know it, we should do it. And as we are doing it, we are coming to the light where we fellowship with other believers. And our works become manifest that they are done in God. They are not done in the devil. They are not done in ourselves. So, the chapter 19 is so powerful to me, and I'm going to go there quickly, and I think I will pause on that. Here is a man who is judging Jesus Christ. Verse 37, chapter 19, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You are said that I am a king. For this I was begotten, and towards this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And watch what happened. "And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews." Now, what he spoke to the Jews is okay, but he missed the greatest opportunity. He said, "What is the truth?" And he didn't wait for Jesus to answer him. Because if Jesus had he had allowed Jesus to answer him, Pilate would have changed at that moment. Many times, even we, as children of God, want to know truth better. But you know what we do? We can, in our prayer, that's how our prayers are not talking to the Father and listening to him. We don't know him. We don't sit there and talk to him and allow him to talk to us. Because that is the way we grow into the fullness of the truth. But because we don't know this, we act like Pilate.
Yeah,
we will come and say, "Lord, what is this?" What? Then we walk away and not wait for him to guide us. I Yeshua said, the Spirit, the other comforter who's coming, is going to remind you what I said. He's also going to lead you into all truth. All these letters which have been written, the epistles, are because the Spirit reminded these people what Jesus said and also led them into the truth. And they have presented the truth in another form that is not necessarily the way it is in the gospel, but the gospels and the epistles are actually leading and guiding us into walking in the truth. Mm-hmm. Whereas all the books of the Old Testament are actually the truth buried. And the Christ came and unearthed it, and the apostles broke it down for us to eat of God's truth.
I hear you. Sahem Yeshurun. I hear you, sir. I hear you. I hear you. Did you hear me?
I heard you very well, man.
All right. I just called him with his rightful name. All right. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. I am talking to Muruti Maraka, and then also I am talking to Pastor Samuel Kabamba. We are touching this truth misunderstood.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty, mighty way. We're the best of friends. This is happening through up to the hour 8. It is 10 minutes to the hour 8. Let's listen to Martha. Hey, Martha.
Good evening to everyone. Good evening to the listeners. Good evening to everyone in the studio. I send my hallelujah to everyone. I would like to say the times that we are living in, it's really troubled times, we can say. The amount of evil has really increased. There is a verse in the Word of God, I think it's 1 John chapter 4. It is written that many false prophets have gone out. Therefore, we need to test the spirit. As a child of God, when you are born again, there's a discussion between Jesus Christ and Nicodemus. He explains who is a born again and who is to inherit the kingdom of God or see the kingdom of God. One is to be baptized and you receive the Holy Spirit. The reason why I'm touching on this is because if you do not receive the Holy Spirit or you do not go through the correct processes of being fully a child of God, fully to be guided by the Holy Spirit, it will be difficult for you to test the Spirit. There's so many teachings and so many misinformation that is being given out now because it's the end times. And the reason why most of our people are perishing, number one, they lack knowledge. Secondly, you'd find that one has not followed the right steps of John chapter 3, the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus Christ. That is a very important conversation, that one. Mm. And as a child of God, you shouldn't miss that information. You should not even miss that chapter because it is a foundation. You need to know what is expected of you. So what I would like to say regarding this issue is that let us go back to God. Let us go back to God, do that which is expected of us. be in a living church. And when I say living church, I mean a church where there is a move of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the comforter. It is the good guider. It is the good interceder. It helps us in times of intercession.
Martha, thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Rato says, Amen, Pastor Ray. Thank the Lord for his amazing grace. We thank God and God only forever grateful. Absolutely, absolutely. His grace is just amazing. Now, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And or send a voice note and let's hear what you say. Otherwise, give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, let me bring this to you, Pastor Sam. Right, much of the times also we see this and it's happening, you know, in many, many ways. And this is... the misunderstanding of truth, that when the Father talks to us, we take this as a privilege of a sort, and we start to build our self-confidence and saying, the Father speaks to me alone, I'm the pastor here.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 7:26, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And much of the times, we go on ritualistic, spiritistic kind of running ministries instead of hearing from the Father. And I'm going back to what Martha says, to go back to the living assembly of the children of the Most High, and not our synagogues that are full of our own confidences, because by that we misinterpret the truth. What do you say finally?
Yeah, what I'll say is, I mean, you know, about, I mean, because we don't really, I mean, sit and ponder on the word and try to understand what the word says, as, I mean, everyone will come up with the word that I was using, and I'm still using the word revelation. It's a way of running away from the truth per se, because when you do not know, you have to bring up something that will sound or look spiritual. And everyone will tend to accept, because, I mean, there's no way to prove proving if this one is from the Father or not, because you are using the word revelation. And you see, and I always say this, I'll give this example, and then I'm going to just a quick one. You know, I said, when you give two people, I mean, a Christian and a non-Christian, you give them a seed, you tell them to go and plant. The truth of the matter is, the non-believer will plant the seed, will look at, I mean, the time, the right time, and put the seed down, and then start watching on it, and then until it goes. But a Christian will go to prayer. The Christian will go and pray and say, I'm seeking for God's will. That's what the Christian will say. And then time will pass by. After sometimes the non-believer will harvest, but the Christian will be telling you that the Lord hasn't yet responded to me. I haven't gotten yet the direction. Now, my question is, I mean, this is one of the things that the truth has to be spoken. You know, when you spend time with the Father, the more time you spend with him, the more you come to understand his will. Because when you understand the will of the Father, you act upon it. You don't go again in these so-called prayers. Because prayer, as I said, prayer is an ongoing thing. Now, when you spend time with him, you start understanding the mind of your Father, and you start understanding what the Father says. As Moriti Muraka said, I mean, we need to come to that place of knowing the Father, listening to him. And it is a word that will lead us, will guide us. But you see, a Christian who, on top of the word that has to be receiving, or the direction he has to be receiving, will spend time seeking for the will, or the will of the Father is something that you live with it on a daily basis. Look at the prayer that Christ gave to the disciples. So when you pray, ask him to do what? To give you a daily bread. What is the daily bread? It's his word. He guides you. He leads you on a daily basis by telling you what to do. Then, if you have to go again for another search of his will, I don't know where that is going to come from. Because that will find people sitting for years and years claiming to wait for the will of the Father, and that will never come. While other people are planting, and when you ask an unbeliever, why did you plant? They say, no, I'm just obeying the principles. Because the Bible says, you can even quote the Bible. It says, as long as, I mean, the earth exists, as I mean, summertime and wintertime, hot and cold and night and whatever, seed time and harvest time will never cease. He calls that. He used the principle, but the Christian will be praying. That's another truth that you need to correct.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. And of course, also, Ritim Raka, let me give you also your 2 minutes, man. And I spoke about that very aspect of trusting in riches and self-confidence, but also there is this aspect that is there of Smith understanding the truth. In Matthew 3:9, it says, and do not think to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that Yahuwah is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Entitlement, you know, spiritist entitlements. We see these ministries run by families inherited by sons and daughters. What's your take finally there?
Yes, sir. Will you repeat again? I missed
that. Okay. We see much of the times the aspect of trusting in what we call family connections into ministry and callings. And the word in Matthew 3, verses 9 says, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as father, for I say to you that Yahuwah is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. There's this aspect of people thinking that just because I'm from a pastoral family, therefore I'm a pastor, or this is my family business, I've inherited it, and many ministries have fallen into the hands of those who inherited them, not because of a calling, but because of a genealogical connection. What's the take?
Yes.
I know, we're left with only 30 seconds, unfortunately. Go for it, Rudy.
Yes. Mm. No, the thing is, again, acting from a natural human viewpoint, not acting from being led by the Spirit of God, fearful that I have built here, I have done this here. Now, if I leave it to how God is directing it, it will fall apart. Mm. So I must train those that are mine to take over. Whereas if we build everything on the word of God, all those that are with us must have what Pastor Kabamba was saying, daily prayer. Each one must know to hear from God. And as we are a group there, God will take care of his work. We don't have to plan for it in humanistic terms. We are accentuating the flesh and not the spirit.
Sure. Thank you so much to both of you. Next week, we are talking about the scourge of the wisdom of the world and how this has permeated into our own shores. We are going to touch on that, how the wisdom of the world, you'd see how this, that is a continuation of this. It's happening next week. Muruti Mraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yes, I will do that, my brother, even as they all have been listening. And do that at home. And I'm asking also Pastor Kabamba to do the same. And all grace and truth to the listeners of Radio Pulpit from our Father, the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. And of course, thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do exactly that. Thank you very much for hosting us, and may the Almighty Father bless you, and Moritz Murata do the same by creating a family. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps, the messages, the calls. We really appreciate. From me, Ray, it's such an honor to be with you. And we say, Tuda Rabah.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.